Let me bring the conversation to science that doesn't involve rockets, because there's genuinely exciting research breaking this week. Chinese physicists set a quantum entanglement record. Two quantum memories entangled across 420 kilometers of optical fiber, which is more than four times farther than any previous demonstration. To understand why this matters, you need to understand what quantum entanglement enables that classical networking doesn't.
Quantum entanglement at distance is the foundational requirement for quantum key distribution, a method of encrypting communications where any interception attempt physically disturbs the system and is therefore detectable. Current encryption relies on mathematical problems that are hard to solve but theoretically solvable with sufficient compute. Quantum key distribution is different in kind. It's based on physical laws rather than computational difficulty. At 420 kilometers across fiber, this puts intercontinental quantum secured communications not through the air, but through the fiber infrastructure that underlies the internet, closer to practical reality. China's investment in quantum communications infrastructure has been substantial, and this result suggests that technical milestones are being hit on a timeline that is ahead of most Western estimates from 5 years ago.
The anti-neutrino detection from spent nuclear fuel is a different kind of breakthrough with different practical implications. Scientists detected, for the first time, antineutrinos, the antimatter counterpart of neutrinos, emanating from spent nuclear fuel rods. Antineutrinos are extraordinarily difficult to detect because they interact almost not at all with normal matter. Spent fuel continues to generate them through radioactive decay long after a reactor is shut down. The practical application that researchers are most excited about is non-proliferation monitoring. If you can detect the antineutrino signature of spent fuel, you have a tool for verifying whether reactors are operating as declared and whether fuel is being diverted without requiring on-site inspection.
That's a meaningful capability given the challenges of nuclear non-proliferation monitoring in adversarial contexts. The IAEA currently relies heavily on physical inspections and declared material accounting. A remote sensing capability for spent fuel would be a significant addition to the verification toolkit, particularly for programs that are not fully cooperative with inspection regimes.
Indonesia bracing for an El Niño approaching very strong threshold is a story that connects to the broader climate data and has real humanitarian stakes. The WMO warned the event will intensify through October. Indonesia launched weather modification operations, cloud seeding, essentially, to counter worsening drought. The concern for Indonesia specifically is about rice production, which is already under stress from the dry conditions that characterize El Niño years in Southeast Asia. Indonesia is the fourth most populous country in the world, at 277 million people, and food security disruptions at that scale have regional consequences.
The broader El Niño story is that the WMO is now assigning elevated probability to 2026 becoming the hottest year on record, the previous record being 2025, which was itself a record breaker. El Niño events add heat to the global average by releasing stored ocean heat into the atmosphere. A very strong El Niño layered on top of the background warming trend from greenhouse gases can produce temperature anomalies that set records even in years that would otherwise be average. The compounding effect is what climatologists have been modeling and what we are now watching in real time.
Florida schools deploying pepper spraying drones against active shooters is the science and policy story that raises the most questions. The technology exists. Autonomous drones capable of deploying irritants in enclosed spaces, and the stated goal is providing a non-lethal deterrent before law enforcement arrives. The concerns are multiple. Accuracy in a chaotic environment, the risk of affecting students and staff who are sheltering rather than threatening, the legal liability if the system deploys incorrectly, and the psychological effect on students of attending schools where autonomous weaponized drones are standard infrastructure.
There's also a technical question about what happens when the system encounters an active shooter who is aware of it. A motivated attacker can prepare for a known countermeasure in ways that change the calculus. The drone works as a deterrent if the attacker doesn't know it's there or can't adapt to it. Once it's public knowledge, and school security measures always become public knowledge, the deterrence value needs to be reevaluated.